Blog Talk Radio.
Video, then go to our site soundhealthoptions.com, and right below the scroll bar there is a little thing that says radio, and it will give you a link right into the video. Linda is with us on that particular video broadcast. Linda, welcome, and thank you for that little note about that you could hardly hear on Blog Talk. I had it on speaker waiting for the show. So it's totally my fault. Linda, if you could join the chat here, too, and let me know if you received an invitation by email. Because from what I can see, I don't think the invitations got sent out. So I was going to ask people who came on. But back to this idea here about why they would want this list of Mormon food storage clients, customers, what I want to say. And one of the things I thought was very, very important and telling in here is this place told them they do everything cash and carry. They don't have a list. They don't have credit card numbers. They don't have a list of who came and bought something. And I started thinking about that, and that's how they're going to get us. And I sound paranoid, and I don't mean to be. I just mean that we need to start taking some precautions. There's this idea of self-responsibility. Hold on just a second. sorry, I had to clear my throat. I don't have any water. But the idea of self-responsibility. How many of you out there are satisfied with what's going on today with our food supply and GMO foods and how that's making us a lot of us sick, with our air supply in Fukushima and how that's poisoning our lungs and the milk and the grass and the poisoning of our water with fluoride and chlorine? I can't even hardly stand to put a glass of water from the tap up to my face because I'm smelling bleach, and I don't want to be eating bleach. How about our money and what's happening with our money? Here's somebody in charge of our money, and they get him in front of Congress, and they say, where's this billions of dollars? Where did it disappear to? And this man who's supposed to be in charge of our money says, well, I really don't know. So our food, our air, our water, our money, and now through some of these vaccinations and shots, they're taking over fertility or infertility. I think I've had just about enough of the taxation. You know, and when you really think about it, you have to pay tax to drive a car. You have to pay tax to have a car. You have to pay tax to put gasoline in the car. You have to pay tax to have a garden. You have to pay tax to have anything growing on your porch, tomatoes or whatever. You have to pay tax if you have a dog or you have a pond or you go fishing or you go hunting. It's just gotten ridiculous. Now they want a tax for you to spend your money. Not only is there a tax on your employer who hired you, there's a tax on you for having a job. Now they want to tax you on spending your money that you earned, and not just on the tax on groceries that goes to the state or whatever, but every penny you spend, part of that goes into the federal government. They're trying hard to push that through. And they know who you are by doing things like this demand that this Mormon facility give up their lists. Okay, here's a quote, and I won't belabor the point. A fellow veteran contacted me concerning a new and disturbing development. He had been utilizing a Mormon cannery near his home to purchase bulk food supplies. The man that manages the facility related to him that federal agents had visited the facility and demanded a list of individuals who were purchasing bulk food. The manager informed the agents that the facility kept no such records and that all transactions were conducted on a cash and carry basis. The agents pressed for any records of personal checks or credit card transactions, but the manager could provide no such record. The agents appeared to be very agitated, and after several minutes of questioning, finally left with no information. I contacted the manager of the facility personally, and he confirmed this information. This event points to a new level of government encroachment on the basic freedoms of the American people. Do you ever wonder why you have these little Kroger cards or whatever grocery store you go to or department store or whatever? They could track you if they wanted to. Likewise, it points to a confused policy within the federal agencies. The federal emergency FEMA recommends that you citizens store emergency supplies, including bulk food, in the event of national disaster. And then along comes Homeland Security and says you shouldn't do that. So I wonder if one hand knows what the other is doing. And we certainly thank Madeline Nichols for sending that to us. I think it's a very, very important piece of information. So we were talking about self-responsibility, pears and apples, and what that has to do with it. So actually, we're going to talk about body weight and what's the truth and who's telling you the truth and who isn't, what they're withholding, and we have a whole section of information, new information that we haven't released before, and what the government is withholding from people about their weight. So each person has different issues, from neurotransmitters to allergies, to liver, to toxins, to genetics. So we're going to talk about that a lot today. But what does that have to do with self-responsibility? I started out the show by asking, how many of you out there are satisfied with what's going on? How many of you think it's okay what the government is doing with our water or our foods and refusing to put on labels that something is genetically modified? Well, when I tried to trace that down, why is there a refusal to put on foods that is genetically modified? Is it because people wouldn't buy them because everybody's made them afraid? Well, is it the truth? Then it ought to be on the label. Because one of the things that we found with genetically modified foods, and we're talking about beets and carrots and soy, and by the way, soy is one of the worst foods possible for your thyroid. And you'll hear about that in just a minute, because I'm going to play a short video about different kinds of weight issues. So as we begin to look at this self-responsibility, who is satisfied? I'm certainly not. But one of the things that caused a problem for me is that I didn't have any hope. I didn't have any options, no solutions. When somebody came to me, and this sounds very callous on my part, but when somebody came to me with Fukushima, it's like, I can't care about that because I can't do anything about it. And then in meditation, it came pouring in. I never ask what's coming into my meditation. I always just say, allow this to be for the benefit of all concerned, and the information dumps in. And it was, Sherry, you could see what the frequencies are for this radiation poisoning, and you could provide it to the people. And so it took me about 8 days to decode everything and get a computer program together, and Tommy Priakas scurried, and he's the programmer, and put everything together. And we got it ready, and Tommy even put Japanese writing on the front of it, and we offered our practitioners in Japan 10,000 free copies of this software so they could see how they had been exposed. And not only did we offer them the free software, but we offered them information, a chart, about what would happen if they were exposed. What could they do? What information could we provide to them that could help them nutritionally? And these folks, bless their hearts, said, our government said that this is not a problem. There's no danger. And because they wanted to believe their government, they didn't do anything and they didn't use the software. And I'm thinking, what can I do now? The very country that it's in, their government has hornswoggled them into believing. And so here all of this radiation comes over to America through the jet stream, and it gets to Northern California and that western coast of Canada. And I said, I'll contact people there and I'll give them the program. And a couple of people were very interested, and we kept data for a long time, and they were exposed to very, very high levels. And when this was reported by Artie Gunderson and John Apsley, who are trying to undo some of this radiation poisoning because it hastens our aging, they were told to step out of it, get out of it. They're still going after it, but they're being bombarded, they're being attacked. So they proved that something was going on. They put out literature, and what did our government do? They upped the levels that were safe so that the public wouldn't panic. We ought to panic anyway. I shouldn't have said that. When we look at this and we can look at radiation exposure and we can provide you with a nutritional antidote to it, then let's at least try. It's an option. It's an alternative. It gives us some hope that maybe we can counteract what the stupid government is doing. They don't even know left hand from right hand. It shows that in what they were doing with this Mormon cannery manager. One agency is saying, do it this way. The next agency comes along and says, no, you have to do it this way. The government has gotten so big and so interested in what puts money in their pocket, what gives them power, what reelects them, what puts money into their campaign, that they have forgotten that bulk food and health and immunizations and good air and good food is about health for their people. I feel like I am owned by a stupid farmer that wants the products that I'm producing as their animal. I'm talking about George Orwell and Animal Farm here. Let's say I'm a chicken and I'm producing eggs, and the farmer takes the eggs and sells them, and the only reason the farmer's feeding me and keeping me alive is so I can produce eggs for their pocket so they can have money to spend it on whatever they want and give away to foreign countries and have wars. And yes, I'm on a soapbox here. But where does it come about self-responsibility? Well, if you don't want people to be self-responsible, you take their energy away from them so they can do anything physically. You take their energy away from them so they can think. Fluoride in the water was a Nazi trip during the war to keep you absolutely dumbed down and docile. And now we have it in our water. We did a study, and we announced it here, about HDTV. Takes away the note of D in many populations. And we did males, young and old, and we did females, young and old. In every case, it depleted the note of D. And if we have new people listening to us and you don't know what the note of D is, I run a research company that looks at the frequencies of your voice as a holographic representation of your body status, your health, your personality, your genetics, your proteins. And we have developed a program that we've released to the public. It's called Nano Voice, nanovoice.org. And if you're a first-time listener, one, congratulations, and thank you for being here. I'm honored to have you as part of our audience. And two, go to nanovoice.org and download this program. And when you get up in the morning and you haven't watched TV at all, then take your voice and read something. And there's the Velveteen Rabbit that we've posted on Nano's Voice as something to read because we've had it tested. And so you read that in the morning and then go watch a half hour of TV and then read that same thing again and see what it did to your voice and let me know so we can add it to the status of what we know already about HDTV. The note of D represents your willingness, your need to help others and to be helpful and be supportive of others. And D sharp go together. D is the physical aspect of that, and D sharp is the voice expression, stepping out of self stuff into helping others in a large community kind of way. So if you're watching HDTV and you're taking away your D and your incentive, you don't want to help, you don't want to do anything, you're a couch potato. If you're getting poisoned, and I have a friend who I think ended up, well, I know he ended up in a hospital over being poisoned. He's getting better with this direct jet stream because he lived right smack dab where it hit the U.S. coast in Upper California. If we're eating genetically modified foods, and you've heard Marion on this show, Marion Lewis has been with us. She came to us with Parkinson's. We traced it back to radiation exposure and genetically modified foods. When Monsanto, Big Pharma, and yes, Big Pharma, but there's also Big Pharma, Big Pharma, took taurine and glutathione out of the grains, then we became allergic to them. And although we're talking about diet, allergies and inflammation caused by allergies is one of the largest reasons for overweight in this country. Now, we just did a wonderful nutrition program, and it was free, 2 hours, and we provided the nutrition software to those of you who wanted it for 30 days, and we provided you an abacus program for 30 days to show what's going on. Now, if I could, and I had the money, I would provide all of this for free, but we have an organization called the Guardian Network, and they get this software every month. They get a new software, and they get to keep it forever. So I can't give it to you forever because they've already paid for it, and that would be unfair. So for 30 days, you get the nutrition program and the Abacus program, in which you can look at your diet. You can look and see if there is indications of allergies, because we put a little database in there, and you put in their use, and it says allergies, and then that's what you look for in your vocal print. And you can create reports with this nutrition program. Now, the Nano Voice has already been done. There's a two-hour class there. It's totally free. The program's free. The nutrition program will be up on Monday. We'll be sending out links to people. If you want to watch the program, let us know. We're not going to give you the software until you watch the program, because we can't just let you loose out of here with software and not know what to do with it and how to use it and how to actually use it for. Okay, you have dermatitis. What do I look for in my nutrition for that? You have osteoporosis. What do I look for in my nutrition? So the information is in there, so you can look at what's going on by what is causing inflammation and maybe toxicity in your body, which causes weight problems, which causes energy to be depleted, which causes you not to be able to be self-responsible. And that's what all of this is about. Keeping the people dumb, stupid, sick, so they can't fight back. Is that deliberate? I hope not, but I fear that it is. We're also going to do some other classes. We're going to do PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, for the returning soldiers. We're going to do that on December 17th. You know, the Army has the audacity to send you over there, maim and kill you and mess up your brain, and then you come back and they say they're taking care of you, but they don't. Look at the private organizations that have had to be established for the people to take care of those returning soldiers. So what can we do about it? Just like in Fukushima, we created a computer program. We can created a program, PTSD, and made it simple for you to use. We're going to share it on December 17th. On January 7th, we're going to share radiation exposure, so you can test you and your family and your community and maybe even set up a business of seeing if people are exposed to this radiation. You can't see it in the air. You only see it years down the road unless it's extreme exposure. And by then, it's too late. And just like Marion, when we trace back her Parkinson's, it was radiation exposure. She's in her 70s now, and this radiation exposure happened when she was very young, right out of high school. But it destroyed her cells' immune ability to the point where it just finally gave in. She had cancer of, I think, the salivary gland. She had cancer in her lung. She beat that. But she was having trouble beating this Parkinson's. She's a tough, tough lady. And if you haven't heard her story, please go to Robert Rogers' blog talk radio show called Parkinson's Recovery. She talks there, and he's written a chapter in a book with her story. It's absolutely incredible. But it sapped her till she had nothing left to do but fight her illness. And when we're looking at Obamacare, which I call Obamascare, and that probably is putting me on the terrorist list, we don't have options. If you're just looking at, you have to have immunizations, you have to have the care that this committee says, you have to have standards of care. And I've told the story of Dr. Tennant's patient who went to the emergency room with a heart attack, and he had very, very low blood pressure, and they tried to give him a low blood pressure medication, and he refused, and they were fighting with him until Dr. Tennant came in. And they were saying to Dr. Tennant, well, that's standard of care. You have a heart attack? We want to reduce your blood pressure. And he said, you didn't even take his blood pressure. You don't see that his blood pressure is already too low. Standard of care can just, I don't know what he said, but everybody gets the same. No, everybody is individual, and that's what this software, free software, you know, you've got to go out and buy a microphone, but you can get a Dynex, D-Y-N-E-X, microphone from Amazon, and if you have an account, probably free shipping, for about $15. And in this booklet, there's a 72-page instruction booklet that comes with your class, and it's free. And it'll tell you about these microphones. There's a USB Logitech. It's about $20. You can afford this microphone because you're not going to have to pay as much in sick care. So on the 20th, we're going to do a show on Parkinson's. And people have asked us to add other things. The flu season. How do you counteract the flu? How do you look to see what you're allergic to? Somebody asked us yesterday on another show to look at biohazards. How can we combat chemtrails? So we're going to do that. And we're going to do one on vaccinations. But we only have these four or five planned right now. If you want to attend these classes, there's going to be an announcement on the front of our website. I think the one coming up is not here, but it will be here on Monday. But you can look at what is going on. I'm looking at the front. I can't see it. Or just write to class@vocalprofiling.com. Jeannie or Linda, would you type that into the chat, to both of the chats, the one on Blog Talk? Well, I'll get the one on Blog Talk because I'm right here. Just excuse my typing over the air. Vocal Profiling. class@vocalprofiling.com, and that'll get you an invitation. And we've had some transition in our office, and if you are not receiving invitations to Blog Talk and the Sunday classes and the demo classes and all of that, please write to class@vocalprofiling, and they'll get that information to you. So we're going to present these so that we can have options. We can have hope that we can have dominion over our own health. So let's go back just a few minutes, and I'm going to play a little video, if I can find where I put it. Isn't that awful? I have a little booklet. Maybe we'll do the booklet first. I'll put it up here. Those of you who are watching can see what I'm talking about. And this is a booklet that goes with our bio diet program that talks about weight, and the nutrition one does also. But you have to have the nutrition one first before you can talk about the bio diet. But I wanted to play this little video, and it was on YouTube, and I had it all up here, and I don't know what I did with it. As I'm looking at it, let's look at some of the things that go on with diet that deals with neurotransmitters. So for neurotransmitters, we're looking at a liver problem. And this is the body shape of somebody that has a protruding, hard stomach. It looks sort of shaped like an apple. Now, these people are all already susceptible to diabetes. But that hard stomach is usually from the liver leaking fluids into the body cavity. They have problems with serotonin, and for those of you watching, you're seeing a picture of what serotonin looks like underneath a microscope. I think that's absolutely fascinating. It looks like swirls of pink and blue and purple. And if somebody has trouble with serotonin, they usually have some sleep issues. There is another, I think it's the, well, I can't remember which one it is. I think maybe it's the thyroid or the adrenal. It's the adrenal one. That the less you sleep, the more weight you have because of these chemicals being made in the evenings. So if we're looking at serotonin, serotonin is a note of F. If you go back to your nano voice, if you have F more than 42 hits or F lower than 42 hits, and all those instructions are right there for you, then you have panic attacks, depression, vague uneasiness, phobias. And I'm looking at some of the things that can help if there's a serotonin issue, and that's getting your sleep patterns back into what should be happening. It says that it comes from chicken, honey, ginseng, and exercise. And a lot of times exercise will kick in those chemicals. But the real thing behind serotonin and dopamine, which is coming up here, and that looks like a curtain with green and pink stripes on it. And dopamine is a feel-good chemical. It drops in when you're in love. It drops in when you eat chocolate. And when there's a satiation of, I'll feel good if I eat this. That's another neurotransmitter. The third one is norepinephrine. Well, there's also an enzyme, amylase and diastase. But remember, this is all liver referenced. And epinephrine, which is the third neurotransmitter, sort of looks like stained glass, pink and green and blue, beautiful. Now, these were done under electron microscopes. So if you want a copy of this, we can get it to you when we do our bio-diet program. So if we're looking at liver as a problem with weight, liver helps the body detox. Liver makes cholesterol. Cholesterol makes neurotransmitters. Your hormones, your digestive hormones like amylase, another word for that is diastase, D-I-S-T-A-S-E. That helps break down carbohydrates. So people with this body type of an apple with a big belly and these little arms and feet, sort of like Humpty Dumpty looking, they have a liver issue with their weight. They need to stay away from carbohydrates. One of the other things that they tell you about in your body shape is thyroid. Now, the thyroid is a fooler. You can take a test to see if your thyroid is working. And most of the time, that thyroid test doesn't tell you anything correct. The only way that I know of to look at your thyroid and make sure that it's working correctly is to take your temperature before you get out of bed in the morning. And if I sound kind of distracted here, I am because I'm looking for the show. Lita Lee, L-I-T-A-L-E-E, has a lot of information on her website, LitaLee.com. And in, she says, if you take your temperature in the morning before you get up, and now I've just dropped the microphone, before you get up out of bed, you know, just as you're waking up, and if it's below the 97, which is low anyway, it's supposed to be 98.6, if you're at 97, you have a thyroid issue. And if it's at 94, you have an incredibly serious thyroid problem. Don't, you know, I should say, I am not a medical person. So are you supposed to listen to me? I don't know. We do get results, and that's what I keep saying to people. If you're going to argue with me, then argue with our results, because that's what we really are looking at. And with thyroid, iodine helps. You can tell by your body parts if there is an iodine issue, because you'll see an extra layer of fat right around the base of your neck, and particularly in the front. And if you don't have a little dippy place there where your clavicles come together, right where your neck hooks onto your chest, and it's fattened out right there, and go look in the mirror. It'll look like a little ring of fat. That fat is protecting your body. It's protecting the thyroid as an organ. And you go take a test, and they say, absolutely, nothing's wrong here. I'll tell you a little story. I went to the doctor because I couldn't breathe and I couldn't swallow right. Well, every time I'd swallow, it felt like there was a big lump, scratchy thing in there. And my doctor said, you're just depressed because you're too fat. You can't swallow. It's psychosomatic. You're just too fat. Your thyroid test says everything is absolutely fine. So a couple weeks later, I go back and I say, you know, last time I was in here, I couldn't swallow. Now, this time, I can't breathe. And breathing doesn't make you fat. So I want something done. And they did a test. And I had a very large goiter on the inside, and it didn't show up 1 ounce. Lita Lee also has on her site a diet for thyroid. It tells you to stay away from broccoli and cabbage and peanuts. Wonderful plethora of information there for thyroid. So liver and thyroid. Thyroid depletes your energy. You can't get to sleep. You can't stay to sleep. And if you ever do manage to get to sleep, you can't hardly wake up. That's some of the symptoms of thyroid. So taking your temperature will help with that. So we looked at liver, and, you know, there are body types, and several different people, they call it a spoon or a pear or an apple or whatever. But I'm going to play a little video here, and it's from Fox News, and it just gives some information about these body types. And for those of you watching us on video, I am running through some of these body types. There's a sagging stomach type. There is a hard stomach type, pituitary type. And looking at some of the pictures will help you understand what's going on in this little film that we're going to play. But when we come back, we're going to talk about what neither the pharmaceutical industry or the government has told you about, and that's the pear-shaped people. They have small tops and large thighs and large hips. So for those of you who want it, I will send you these 10 pages or so of information that we've put together about body types and what's really going on. Whether you're big all over and that's a certain kind of type, and what you can do about it, and some of the foods, I'll have those available for you. Just write to me at sherryonair@gmail.com. But in the meantime, we're going to watch this little video, which says it much better than I'm trying to say it here.
And you compare that to before you go to sleep, it'd be like zero. But if you have a good night's sleep, you weigh a lot less.
So if you're doing all your fat burning at sleepy time, the more you sleep, the more you lose.
Exactly. Exercise doesn't burn fat. It triggers hormones that do the burning 24 to 40 hours later when you're sleeping.
Is that right? Yeah. Now, you also say that in order to lose weight, you need to know your body type, and you break it down into four different body types. One is adrenal, one is liver, ovary, and thyroid. And the way you know which body type you are, well, we've broken it down for you there. Adrenal has a sort of saggy stomach, liver, a protruding stomach, ovary, if you have those saddlebags that women have, and then thyroid is weight all over, and basically you have a different prescription for each one.
Yeah.
And basically, would you eat differently? Would you exercise differently depending on your body type?
You do everything. Everything is different. Exercising, for example, the sagging belly.
Here, let's put that graphic up again and go through them one by one, starting with the adrenal. If you're the adrenal body type, what do you do?
Well, what you do, exercise is not good because that body type is already exercising 24 hours a day. They're stressed out. They can't sleep. They go up the stairs. They can't get out. They're out of breath easily. They crave salty foods.
Right.
The liver body type, it's the protruding.
Right.
They have they have right shoulder pain. They have issues of craving for fatty foods.
What causes that protruding, and what can you do about it?
Well, a lot of things cause it, not just alcohol, but you usually see the protruding effect. That's usually liver leaking fluid into the stomach.
And those people you say should eat high-quality protein, lots of veggies. The one for the adrenal, they should sleep more than they should exercise. I'm going to try that.
Real quickly, for people who have the ovary type body, what should they be doing?
They should avoid soy. Soy is estrogenic. More soy. Estrogen causes fat, especially cellulite on the hips.
Sure.
And thyroid.
Thyroid should be careful about chemicals because the thyroid is very sensitive against environmental estrogens and things in the food supply.
Very interesting.
Real clean.
If people would like more information, you've got a website. It's bergdiets.com. The book is The 7 Principles of Fat Burning. Eric Berg, we thank you very much.
Thank you.
Interesting concept.
Fascinating stuff. Thank you.
All right.
I don't know if any of you watch Fox News, but Judge Napolitano, that's on this picture here, has lost a lot of weight since Dr. Berg was on his show. So I don't know if they identified his type. He had very large shoulders and a large stomach, so I would guess maybe he's a liver type. And eating right for your body, what foods you should eat, just like blood types, there are body types, and he called them ovary, liver, thyroid, and can't remember the adrenal. So each book that you look at and each of the pieces of information that we give you have these body types so you can identify you. And if you can't identify you, then you are a mixed type. And one of the things that they never tell you is the ideas of leptin. And when we started looking at this and looking at the hypothalamus and how it is regulating a lot of these other glands, like it helps regulate the adrenals to deal with cortisol. And cortisol is another thing that causes a large stomach. Cortisol lays down stress biochemicals, stress proteins, and that creates white fat. And there's white fat laid down in the gut that makes you insulin resistant, and there's white fat laid down on the outside of the stomach. That's because you're toxic with DDT, and you've been around a farm where they've sprayed DDT or you've eaten vegetables with DDT. Now, that adipose tissue, which they call cellulite, if it's on the back of your legs or your behind, is actually your friend. It has encapsulated in adipose tissue, an insulator, the toxin. So before you do any diet, look at the toxins inside your system. And I don't know if there's toxins in the nutrition software that we're giving away. I certainly know that toxins are in a lot of the programs that we deal with. We can also help you and do an evaluation for you online. There are bioacoustic practitioners all over the country, but this can be done online. So you can go to our site, thesoundhealthoptions.com, and look under clinical services, and there's 50-some programs that we can help you with, radiation, bio-diet, nutrition, so that you can look at all of that that's going on. So in some cases, fat actually is a friend that you want to help support whatever is going on. Now, to leptin. What is leptin? Leptin is a biochemical that helps your body know whether to store fat or not. If you have low leptin, you have low blood pressure. Low leptin, anything you eat gets stored as fat someplace. And usually these leptin-looking folks will have large thighs, tiny hips. Boy, there's some other thing going on here. Oh, there it goes. Somebody's microphone was open. So as we look at leptin and try to control leptin, it's Andrew's mic here. Let me mute that. As we try to control leptin, they can't give it to you in a pill. They do extract it, but it makes it very, very, very expensive. They seldom test you for leptin. A lot of people with Pott's disease, where they stand up and they get dizzy, or they're just dizzy when they change body position, that's a leptin problem. If gone on, it allows your heart rate to slow down. Then it slows down your thyroid. So there is a way where cortisol controls all of this, and the leptin and the body fat and the insulin. And I learned this from a very ancient book source and also from bioacoustic biology, which is what we do at the center. Everything has a frequency, and cortisol has a frequency of F sharp. So if you have high, high F sharp, you probably have high cortisol and probably low serotonin and some sleep problems and probably pre-diabetic. Your glucose levels are probably need to be monitored, probably need they're unbalanced. And they're also an F-sharp, so it's really, really hard to find out which one of these things it is. And in this ancient book, I found an exercise on how to restructure the activity of your hypothalamus, which is like one of the master controllers. So the exercise is in, breathing in for a count of four, hold for a count of two, and release slowly. And you do that four times, and supposedly it resets your apostat through all of these different ductless glands, the adrenals, the pituitary, the liver, and whatever else is going on. But here is the thing that just absolutely floors me. When you look at cortisol, and just like there are color complements of red and green are Christmas colors coming up, and they're opposites. So that's a note of C and F sharp. If you look at cortisol and oxygen, which we just breathed in here, they are opposites. Just like opposites by color, there's opposites by sound. And these ancient folks knew something much more about sound than I do. I'm just beginning to learn about sound, even though I've been doing it for three decades. So doing this exercise resets the cortisol, which in turn resets the hypothalamus, which resets the use of this leptin and what your body is going to be doing with it. Now, I put together a database of everything associated with leptin. And for those of you who are practitioners, write this down. Lipotropin, which is an A-sharp, and that's in your big database. Adiponectin, and there's adiponectin is a note of B. but there's two adiponectin receptors. Now, the note of G is turquoise, and most of the time when people have a blood sugar problem, they will like the turquoise and pink together, or they'll crave turquoise. Now, think about the American Indians. They have this flight or fight, starvation, famine kind of gene going on. Their body tells them to keep everything that's coming in because here's a summer of plenty and a winter of starvation. Yes, turquoise is on their plantation, or they're on their reservations, but they love turquoise, and a lot of them have this gene, and a lot of them can't control it very well, and I think it's because these adiponectin receptors have been shut down. Leptin is the note of F, and for those of you who are practitioners, it's the same frequency as B12. And there's a leptin receptor. That's the note of G, remember what, or D. Remember what we're just saying about people who want to help have this note of D? By controlling our diet and looking at the math as medicine, whoever's doing this, can control our energy. There's another resistin here. Resistin is a human oxidizer that gets rid of the trash. And remember I said in the beginning, inflammation is a problem? If we can look at inflammation and is your pancreas inflamed, then you're going to end up with diabetes and pancreatitis because it can't work well. Is your liver inflamed? Is your liver enlarged? Then you're going to end up with cholesterol issues, which in turn causes neurotransmitter problems, hormone issues. You don't create the hormones to digest things. You don't create the neurotransmitters that control your appetite. Resistin, for you practitioners, is the same frequency as choline, and it's a note of G sharp. And if you're looking at all of this, it has relationships. Resistance gene is the activator for leptin. Leptin's gene is the activator for adiponectin's receptor. I mean, it is so intertwined, like a math issue, equals MC squared. It is so intertwined as a relationship that is so intrinsic to humans. I think if we use some of this information, and this was scheduled for your Sunday afternoon class, which nobody's invitations weren't sent out for this. So we're going to postpone it until a couple weeks from now. But I want to provide this information to practitioners. If you are interested in helping people in your community, look at their weight management. But it's much more than that. This is energy management. And from energy management, it is the energy to get up and be something more than a couch potato. You know, when I think of when I went to school, there was times when I would have paid somebody $1,000 if I'd have had it to carry me up the steps. I was that tired. And I couldn't get up in the morning, and I had kids that I had to get up for, and I pushed and pushed. I didn't crash, thank goodness. But I finally found a doctor who said, I think you have a thyroid problem. And it was the difference in day and night. Sunshine and a deep well of black. Because after I got my thyroid working again and got iodine and started on kelp and things that would help and minerals, the thyroid needs selenium and zinc and a lot of other minerals, which in turn you go back and look at the liver and how the whole cascade of cholesterol in the liver controls the master calcium, potassium, and sodium. So looking at these adrenals and ductless glands really does have something to do with the energy of self-responsibility. Because after I got my energy back, then I could do more than cope and collapse. And that's what it felt like to me. Every day, cope and collapse. I don't want that for us. I want to help provide options and hope. And the computer programs that I have chosen to share with the public are the ones that I think are important to providing you, handing you back this idea of dominion over who you are and how you can help others. So what is my recommendation? Well, maybe going back to a diet that is caveman, and a lot of people do well on that, a lot of people don't. Some people do well on a carbohydrate diet, some people on just proteins. Some people need salt, but most of all, they need to go back and look at their nutrition. Look at what their body can cope with, what's low in their diet, what's too high that they can't utilize. That's what we offered with this nutrition program, a free software, free class. It'll cost you two things. It'll cost you 2 hours of your time to watch it. It'll cost you going out and buying a microphone that is not filtered. And be careful with that. You can't use just any old microphone. And it sounds weird, but the more high-priced the microphone, the more filtering, and the less it's going to be useful. So in looking at that for yourself, about 60% of us have weight issues. How many of us have energy issues? Probably up around 90%. You ever watch a little kid run around? Where did they get that energy? We can have that. When I just eat protein and vegetables, I'm ready to hop out of bed. I am ready to meet the world. I am ready to help. I am ready to work 20-hour days. And I do, and I work 7 days a week. But if I eat something that's off my diet that I know is good for me, then I have a problem. With even waking up, I could sleep 24 hours a day. I want that tool to be my gift to the world. Now, I can say my gift only because I have it. It actually has been funneled, channeled down through the ages, because Sylvia Franck wrote a book called The Tree of Life and the Holy Grail. And it's about the Templars. And that's from the Da Vinci Code movie, if you want to go back and pick up some of this. And what we do is based on a lot of that, but I didn't know it until Sylvia Franck wrote this book, and it was about the Templars, a sect of the Catholic Church that was charged with keeping everybody safe and healthy, whether it was a road trip or whether or not you had the flu. Remind me before I leave here about the flu. I need to tell you something. So that in this book, Tree of Life and Holy Grail, and Sylvia Franck wrote it probably 6 years ago, and she wrote in there, Sherry Edwards is a modern keeper of the Holy Grail information. I didn't read the book. Somebody brought it to me, so it wasn't like something I discovered. Somebody from Australia brought me the book and said, look, your name's in here. And I called this woman, and thanked her because it answered the questions for me of how I do this bioacoustic stuff, how I hear sounds from people, how we give them the sounds back, even though we've computerized everything, and people get well, and I didn't understand it. And I didn't understand how somebody could ask me a question, a doctor or a physicist, and I think, oh my God, I don't know the answer to that. And then the answer would come out of my mouth. And it was like I was over in the corner watching this happen. And I'm thinking, oh, that's good information. I need to go write it down. I need to check it out. In Sylvia's book, she talks about how those Templars somehow encoded this information in our universe. They encoded it in our genes somehow. And then there is a an article that just came out, and I think it's called The Healer's Journal. And this is an article about how our DNA is programmed like our language. And I think they actually mean our language emulates our DNA. And our language has syntax and structure just like our DNA. And we have broken those codes. And that's what we want to offer to you. And I think it is modern in that I'm calling it bioacoustic biology, and we have an institute, and we're doing research, and we train people, and we're trying to educate the public. And I think it's ancient that it came from these Templars, because once we actually looked at the Maltese cross, that was the geometry that we used to create a math matrix for your body, and we can tell from the math what's going to happen years down the road. If we look at vitamin A and catalase and calcitonin, and they're all in stress, we know your body's building itself up to have cancer. If we look at lysine and magnesium and, I can't remember all the other pieces, B12, then we know that you've got allergies to wheat. We can look at your body and see what's going on in your past, like with Marion Lewis, and being able to look at radiation exposure caused this Parkinson's and these cancers. We can look at now and look at your nutrition and see what it may be causing in the future. And we can look at the future and see where your health is going. And you can do that with this little nutrition program. I hope all of you will write to us at class@vocalprofiling.com. We will rerun the class. We will rerun it for your group. We will do a class with your group live, if that's what you want. And we want to help make a difference. And people, we are out of time. That is hard to believe, but we are out of time. I'm going to stay on with the people that are on with this, on with us at Blog Talk. No, I'm going to shut off Blog Talk. I'm going to stay on with the people who are on with us at WebEx if there's any questions. There are two callers. Neither one of them have their hand up that they want to speak. So if you are a caller listening and you want to make a comment, then you'll have to push the number 1 on your phone and it will light up my board to tell me that you have a question. If you want to talk to me after the show or before the show, because I'm usually on about a half hour or so before, you can go to our website, soundhealthoptions.com, and join us, and we'll have a nice conversation. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for helping get this information to the public. It's my rose-colored wish for the world that we all have dominion over who we are, who we think we are, and our health. And this is my answer to Obamacare. I'm not going to fight it. I just want to create a better system. And I thank all of you for wanting to be a part of that. And we'll talk to you next week.